Hey friend, welcome back to the show. There is a spiritual component to every family estrangement. If you're estranged from your daughter or son, you are under a spiritual attack, and it is imperative that you know how to fight that battle. In this Tea Time Tuesday episode, I'm teaching you about girding yourself with truth. One of the devil's favorite ways to get you to buy into a lie is to use your own thoughts against you. I'll teach you a way to stop that war tactic in its tracks. The devil is no match for our God. Let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off? If there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again. You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, dear friend. Come in and visit with me for a while. I'm glad you came by, and I hope you have a comfortable spot to relax in and a cup of tea at your side. I've been thinking about the hidden spiritual battle behind family estrangement, and I want to talk to you about that today. Now, I want to be clear. I am not saying that family estrangement is only a spiritual battle, and that your estranged child has zero valid feelings or truth to what they say. It would be an unbalanced and unfair stance if I said that about estrangement situations. That kind of thinking leads us as mothers to becoming closed off to being teachable, coachable, or willing to consider ourselves as any part of the problem. And that attitude is not of God. What I am saying, though, is that I believe all family estrangements have a spiritual component to them. If you're hearing this right now and you're walking through an estrangement from your adult child, you are under a spiritual attack. And so is your child and your family structure. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The Apostle Paul addresses how we need to fight our spiritual battles in the book of Ephesians. The first way that he tells us to fight in the spiritual realm is to gird our loins with truth. Ephesians 6:14 says this, "Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." I want to share with you what God has been downloading into my soul regarding girding your loins with truth. The word gird means to prepare yourself for something challenging or difficult, and it also means to encircle something. From this, we can know that we need to prepare for the hard battle by fully encircling ourselves with truth. Not just putting truth on at the front or the side or the back, but to fully encircle ourselves with truth. That means that sometimes truth might sting you a little. Like if the truth is that you have some things to work on too, or if there's some truth in something that your estranged child says about you. Other times the truth will be easy to digest, but in all instances, we must embrace and take refuge in the real truth. Another thing that I want to tell you about truth is that it means you cannot allow the devil to feed you lies that keep you in a dark place. He is absolutely going to try to do that. The devil will tell you that you have no power in this. The devil will lie to you and tell you that your child is happy without you, so just let them go because they're better off. Or that you made too many mistakes and they'll never forgive you or want you back in their life. If you're dealing with a controlling influence of a Jezebel spirit in your daughter-in-law, the devil will tell you that as long as your son is with her, there can never be healing in your family. That's another lie. All of these lies are designed to make you feel disempowered, helpless, and defeated. None of that aligns with who God says you are. And when you begin believing those lies, you have accidentally sat down at the devil's table. You've stepped out of the circle of truth that the Bible tells us is required to fight a spiritual battle God's way. There's a 5-step process that I can teach you to stop the devil's lies from having power over your thinking. This process is something that my clients become so good at that they eventually default to doing it every time that a thought creeps in that threatens to pull them to that defeated place. If they dislike how they're feeling, if they get triggered, or feel like they're being influenced by their child's words or actions in a bad way, they use this process to immediately step out of that place. The Bible tells us that we are to take certain thoughts captive, but many times we don't know how to do that. As your estrangement coach, I teach you how to have control over your thoughts so that they do not control you. It's one of the first steps to creating the mindset that you are going to need to reconcile with your estranged son or daughter. To heal the fruit, you heal the root, and you are the root. If this is making sense, if it's resonating, and you're sensing that your thoughts can tend to be your enemy, I can help you. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and let's set up a time to talk about your situation. I highly encourage you to pause me here and head over to that link and get your application in for your free consultation. But in the meantime, I want to give you something that you can use to help you cast down lies as they come into your mind. I want you to stay in that circle of truth that Paul speaks about in Ephesians 6. When you find yourself feeling a way that you dislike, maybe you feel sad, defeated, angry, or bitter, when that feeling creeps in, pause and grab your journal and a pen. Take a breath and ask Jesus to speak through your pen, and then write down the current thought that you're having that is causing that bad feeling. Read that thought and ask yourself this question: what else could be true that would make me feel at least one step better right now? It does not have to be all daisies and sunshine. It doesn't have to be all the way up here from all the way down here. But just what else might be true about this that would feel at least one step better? Write down your answer and then practice replacing the old thought with the new thought for the rest of that day. Now your brain will give you some pushback at first because our brains like to take the path of least resistance. That's going to be the thought that you've practiced the most. It's normal to feel that resistance. Here's a helpful way to look at your brain's resistance. If your muscles were sore after working out at the gym, you would think it was working. The feeling of resistance in your muscles would be your proof that you were making progress. It's the same way with this thought work that I'm describing. And that is what I want you to practice this week. Try it once a day for the next 30 days, and it will literally change your life. 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Notice the use of the term "bringing into captivity." That is war-based language. We bring prisoners of war into captivity. This work is part of the spiritual warfare that's necessary to overcome the attack against your child, your family, and you. Victory is absolutely available to you. And I am rooting for you to show up in all your God-given power. The time to start is now. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you.
Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.